Welcome back to Batting Around. It's Batting Around. It's a baseball podcast. I am your co-host, Jane Aust. With me, as always, is Lauren
I'm Lauren.
and Steven.
Yo.
I just want to start with an observation here. John Boyce once made a now legendary tweet. Why watch overtime playoff hockey when you can simply snort cocaine and ride a motorcycle out of a helicopter?
Classic tweet, yes.
Yep.
I want to workshop that for the baseball offseason as a whole versus the last week of the baseball offseason. Because fuck! Fuck! The last 4 days are a roller coaster.
I thought we were gonna have just a nice chill time, gonna get up in the morning and make my
It's Sunday
breakfast
morning,
and
yeah.
make my no, but like even I'm talking about the Soul Series, like I was
Oh
gonna
God,
get up at
yeah.
six in the morning, make some coffee, make a nice breakfast. Watch a little baseball in the morning,
And
and but it's like,
then
oh, it's real baseball. It's a regular season game, though. It counts.
and we got one game of that. We did get one day of that,
We got through
more or
nine
less.
innings
Yeah.
of that. Like, we technically got through nine, a whole baseball game of that.
Everyone was having so much fun. The players were like posting Instagrams of them eating Korean food, going to like the Korean night markets. Shohei's having a great time in the dugout with his boy
With his
Ipe.
buddy.
Yeah.
Just here comes Shohei and Ipe, two inseparable buds, a friendship story for the ages.
Wholesome, the most wholesome story in professional sports. Yeah. Just two guys who love hanging out.
What did we learn? It only took nine innings for the Los Angeles Dodgers to turn Ohtani into a criminal. He's on the crimes dot XLS file now.
For context, if you somehow don't know or haven't or are listening to this years from now, the year is 2024. Shohei Ohtani is we're 4 days into what is one of the weirdest baseball scandals that I can remember. We don't know a lot.
I'm gonna do a thing where like the people would do it with Kate Middleton. Where it's like something's gonna come out and you're gonna feel real stupid for getting all concerned about this.
No, this is my Kate Middleton. Yeah, this is. I haven't been able to care about any of that stuff, but this is the one that we should all be like doing like the pixel peeping, CGI enhancing photos
This is
of.
potentially incredibly bad for baseball. It's already bad for baseball.
Yeah. Oh, it's disastrous for baseball. Like it and baseball kind of deserves it a little bit.
It deserves it real bad.
I don't know if Shohei Ohtani deserves it, but baseball as a sport definitely does.
Should we actually explain what this is?
We
I
should.
guess,
Yeah.
yeah.
Because this is big enough that like it's breaking into like non-baseball fans. Every non-baseball fan I know is asking me like what's going on with this.
Same. I was in
Yeah.
class
How it got
on
big.
Thursday night, and my business law professor was like, "Is anyone in here a baseball fan?" Started talking about this. I'm like, "Yeah, I am." And she's like, "Now you should go look this up. Look this up." I'm like, "Trust me, I know about this.
I
I'm very aware of this."
have the internet on my phone. Yeah.
Should look this up as if this information isn't actively happening to
Go to a
you.
library, check, rent a computer for an hour. Yeah.
Go down to Best Buy, get this thing called an iPad.
What did your professor turn into Bobby Hill?
No, that's what she talks like. She's from Florida. She's a yeah, she's a she's a brassy lawyer from Florida. She has all sorts of great great stories about being like general counsel for like big resorts and hotels and stuff. Oh, it's a lot of fun. Anyway, it's
Should we go through the
Wednesday.
timeline? Is that the yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's pull
Wednesday
up.
we heard about this, right?
Yeah, that's about when it broke.
Because
After
I
the
remember Wednesday I like vividly remember in the last inning the shots of Ohtani and Ipe in the dugout together. Like I like when this story broke, I was just like, fuck it, oh, whoa, like they were just hanging out. So Shohei Ohtani's translator, Ipe Mizuhara, like gets fired by the Dodgers. It's his interpreter. It's been his friend, been around him forever.
Wrote it into his contract that he needed to be included.
But Ipe has been caught up in some sort of like illegal gambling scandal. with an illegal bookmaker. That's, already concerning enough on its own, but then, it gets reported that Ohtani paid this bookmaker on his behalf.
Yeah, his names appear on the wire on several wire transfers, two so far that I'm aware of, for $500,000 each.
Two wire transfers, yeah, $1 million. It gets sent in Ohtani's name to an illegal bookmaker. Not good. Not
No.
good.
The most generous interpretation of these events still make this not good.
Yeah, the most generous interpretation is still a crime. It is still like it is in some ways worse than the less generous interpretation for Shohei Ohtani.
And it's initially explained as like Ipe has a gambling problem. Ohtani, being his friend, wanted to get him out of it, but he didn't want to just give Ipe $1 million or whatever, $4.5 million or whatever it is that he's racked up with this bookmaker. So he paid it himself, which is like, okay, I get that. You want to
Yeah,
help your friend out and without enabling them.
yeah.
Okay, bad, but okay. But then a more competent lawyer saw that and went, no, no, no. That
Yeah.
is exposure we cannot have. No, absolutely not. And then they say Ipe actually stole from Ohtani.
There's several angles to this that I think are really interesting. One is that this apparently started through an ESPN investigation. Like this has apparently been ongoing for a while. That's how these were kind of brought to the team, is like these rumors became an investigation that the ESPN's been putting together apparently for a couple weeks or months at least, separate to the FBI, the federal investigation into this illegal bookmaker. These are kind of happening parallel, it seems. And then there's also like early on in this process, a crisis management person gets brought in by Shohei's team. But apparently, it's just doing the shittiest job in the world at it because, like,
That's clearly.
he's lining up interviews with Ipe in the media before any of this stuff is established. Before,
Look,
like,
when you defer $700 million, you can't hire the best crisis management guy.
yeah, you don't get the first Google page rankings, you get the second or third. Yeah, you're searching crisis manager budget. Yeah. But yeah, that's Ipe's story changed in this really way. It's actually like a very delightfully phrased way he's changed. Where he's, the question of the interview with him will just be like, so you say in here that you didn't do this, and you say in here that you stole from a tiny. His answer is like, yes, I'm very sorry. No, yes, I apologize. It's a very funny interview in a lot of ways. Also, like I don't really get one of the biggest questions to me in this is. For a significant part of the time, he's still, after the scandal is announced to the team, he's still the one doing the translating to Ohtani.
That's insane.
Like he apologizes to the clubhouse and then is still the one like telling Shohei what he's saying. Like they don't have another guy. I know the other Japanese players on the team have other translators. Where are they? What is going on? Maybe they only brought one to Seoul. Still, like why would
That
you?
is
There's no
insane.
way. You're the
So the Los
Dodgers.
Angeles
You can
Dodgers.
afford the second ticket. Yeah.
So now, yeah, we are in a situation where we have no idea what happened, but there are federal investigations into this now too, which looks real, real, real bad.
MLB has also opened an investigation. Yeah.
Yep,
Also very
MLB
significant.
waited until, 6 p.m. on Friday almost to open up an investigation. And there was a lot of people being like, why haven't they opened an investigation yet? It's like they're clearly saving it for that,
Yeah.
Friday afternoon news
No.
dump.
Literally, by that point, Rob Manfred had known for a week. He was the first person informed Monday on arrival in Seoul before practice games even been played. Rob Manfred is being alerted to some of this stuff, and they took a like well, that everything else unfolds after that. There at any point in time there, they could have gotten ahead of this, and they did.
Any way you shake this, it's bad. If you want to be as generous as possible to Ohtani, it's still like, well, he's still wiring money to an illegal
Yeah.
bookmaker, or his friend stole from him, which is also just, incredibly sad. It's like really, really, really terrible.
Yeah, clearly a genuinely very seems seemingly a very genuinely close friendship, just based on the last like 7 years of them being like super tight.
It ranges from that to, in the middle somewhere. It's like, well, they like maybe Ipe gambled on baseball and that's, terrible. Or, he was doing this for Ohtani, and and it's just like the quiet about it from Manfred and from everybody else, and all these changing stories has really just like fueled this conspiratorial fire that maybe this guy is, like, or the biggest baseball player in the world baseball's biggest star has like maybe been gambling himself, maybe even gambling on baseball himself. And it's like we have no evidence of that whatsoever.
That's not going to stop people on the internet from speculating.
It's not going to stop people on the internet from speculating
And
about it forever.
holding it against his
Yeah.
career for the rest of his life.
Like, how many of you at home, you go home for the Easter's coming up, whatever, and you'll argue with your family, who like, still think that, like, oh, Hamas bombed that hospital, because that's what they heard. It's gonna be like that forever. You
Yeah.
know, there's gonna be people saying forever that, oh, Ohtani, oh, he's the gambler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My read on the MLB taking a long time to get to the investigation is it just takes a while for DraftKings general counsel to approve a press release.
Yeah, no shit.
I am inclined to be generous to Shohei on this. Obviously, as a guy, we've all liked him for quite a long time. He's a big deal to baseball. There are like multiple people saying anonymously, for whatever that's worth, that he personally doesn't gamble and doesn't like gambling. That fits with the personality of him as we've known him all these years, but that's not really indicative of much. We don't really know much about his personality. But I do lean towards the more charitable side of interpreting all this. As we were talking about before the show, as Meg Riley pointed out on Effectively Wild, rich people have a different relation to money and money handling than we do.
Totally.
His hundreds of millions of dollars aren't sitting in a checking account accruing 0.071 whatever percent interest like mine is. There's multiple streams and there's multiple people who handle it for rich guys. It shouldn't be your interpreter doing that. It should be like a professional money manager.
You're in a foreign land.
Yeah.
Like, Ohtani speaks the language, but he has an interpreter for a reason. But I could see, like, oh, he kind of acts as, on my behalf on some things, just to, like, save time. I could see that
Yeah,
happening.
he's a
And
Tony's
yeah,
bad
like,
guy. Yeah.
yeah, and all the people being like, how could, like, I don't believe that this could happen. How do you just not know that $500,000 or $1 million is missing from your accounts? And it's like, you tell me right now how a $500,000 wire transfer works. Like, I don't know how that process works. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know how rich people, send their money in between their accounts, how they move money around. But there's scandals all the time. Like, you hear about it all the time. Like, this accountant was stealing from his client, it's like the celebrity client, whatever. Like, oh, my manager was actually,
Giving,
wringing
yeah.
me to dry, wringing me dry this entire time. Yeah, I totally believe that that sort of stuff could happen.
Mean, it happens to like middle class people. It happens at
Yeah.
like every level of wealth beyond above like
Yeah.
pretty like date like ch living check to check
We
ultimately.
should absolutely be skeptical of every single word that gets said.
Yeah.
Like, until this is over, like, we actually have to be incredibly skeptical, like, dare I say, even like bordering on cynical about this the whole time. Because, like, we say, like, oh, like, we want to believe Ohtani's this great guy, but he's clearly like a very, private but like managed in his image.
Yeah.
Like, we joked about it a lot, but like the dog and stuff, like
You
that,
joked about the dog a lot. I thought
I joked about the dog a
the
lot. Like, like, he is a stage managed guy. Could be that he just goes home and powers down every night, or he has like a totally normal, very wholesome thing. But also, maybe he's like the bad kids in Pinocchio,
dog
when he's off camera, he's like shooting spool and smoking cigars and stuff. We don't know. We don't know.
allowed.
It's, wouldn't be the first time that that sort of stuff has happened,
No, it
but
wouldn't be. It wouldn't be the first like fall from grace. At the same time, I
yeah.
don't want to root for that fall from grace like a
No,
lot of people. But
absolutely
that
not.
happens to a lot of celebrities, especially athletes.
Right, the people rooting for the fall from grace right now are like absolutely disgusting, and they're only doing it in the pursuit of defending sex offenders too.
Or
Like,
because even
what?
worse, in some ways even worse, because it's just he's on a team they don't like.
Right,
Like
but
those are both incredibly stupid, petty reasons. Yeah.
Steven, the two things, the two guys that have been getting de defended by attacking Ohtani have been Trevor Bauer, of course. Like, a
Oh.
lot of idiots being like, oh, we're not supposed to jump to conclusions. We're supposed to wait for all the facts now. It's like, well, no, this guy had an investigation and a hearing. They found good enough reasons to give him the longest suspension ever in Major League Baseball
There's
history.
video. There's video.
There's
He
video.
filmed himself. Yeah, he filmed himself doing it. Yeah.
Two, like, gambling is way different than sexual assault. Like, it just is. It
How
just
so,
is.
Jane?
Yeah. And then the other stupid thing I see a lot. And Steven, bless you for being off Twitter and having to see this, is all the people being like, if nothing happens to Ohtani, if Ohtani gets anything less than a full banned from Major League Baseball for life, then we have to put Pete Rose into the Hall of
Oh,
Fame.
God.
And like, Pete Rose had sex with a minor. He is a disgusting piece of shit. And he actually gambled on baseball.
Yeah, and
Like,
admitted to it.
and admitted to it. Like, and yeah, and every like one of Pete Rose's little lies got peeled back. Like, eventually he said, "No, I didn't gamble." They proved he gambled. He said, "Well, I didn't gamble on baseball." And then they proved he gambled on baseball. He said, "Well, I didn't gamble on our on my team." And then they proved he did. On top of that, he committed statutory rape, like, regularly. So it is disgusting that there's these people with like this weird like rape culture axe to grind,
Yeah.
that are taking it out on Ohtani now. So yeah, just
Great.
disgusting, disgusting people on the internet right now.
I did see, what was it? Was it Ben Verlander? When he was talking about this, like in a thread, it was doing like a gambling, like DraftKings or whatever promo, like literally the second tweet down or something.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I don't remember who it was, but I saw that too. Yeah, just like that whole industry is still just kind of ticking away, trying to pretend that like it doesn't. A lot of people were like, "Well, you know, it wasn't sanctioned gambling, so it's different." Not really.
No. Yeah.
It's still about it's about a culture that encourages one thing for players and then includes like
Exactly.
tries to pretend it's not going to influence anybody else.
I'm reading this. I've got the ESPN timeline open, and across the top, there's like ESPN and then all the leagues. And then over here, it's like, oh, ESPN Plus, ESPN Bet. And I'm just like, sure, this is an illegal bookmaker, but like, we are just fucking hoovering up this culture into our sports to the point where it's just like this shit's gonna keep happening.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of that, they this week with the start of baseball, like on the ESPN broadcast now, they're gonna start putting in win probability and stuff like that on all of their broadcasts for baseball games. And you know, if that was just like a stat nerd thing, I'd be fine with it. But that's not what it's for. It's there for
No.
gambling.
Yeah.
It's there for gambling. It's all these, yeah, all these apps that are and stuff that are integrated in with Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, all this stuff, where it's like, you know, take this live action that gets sent to you, in the middle of a game. Like, bet on it now. Now's your chance to bet on this. And it's like, yeah, if you don't think that that encourages, you know, a culture of gambling, you're fucking crazy. And now it sounds like Ipe's been gambling for a while. You know, not that the, you know, so like the sports books have been, you know, getting integrated for a while. There was gambling problems before that. There was illegal bookies before that.
All that stuff previously existed, yeah. It's about the ramping up of it to this like absolutely absurd, ridiculous like degree where it's like a fully integrated vertical of
Right.
the sport now.
But if you think that it's going to end here, like, it's just not. There's no
You're out of your
way that
mind.
this is going to be that this is going to be the end of it, especially because people who have gambling problems, it gets worse. They
Yeah.
dig holes. They go deeper and deeper, you know.
This guy got $4 million in debt in
Exactly.
like two and a half, in like a year and a half. Yeah.
Right. And on a
Right.
salary that seems to be something in between $80,000 a year and $300,000 a year.
Right.
Yeah.
Eventually he got it. Yeah, eventually he got 300,000, but yeah, he was at 80 grand a year for a while. And so, if, let's say there's a player that, you know, develops a gambling problem, it's gambling shit all over the place here, gets into it, but then, or an umpire or anybody involved with Major League Baseball, you get into a hole bad enough and you will act desperate. That's what addicts do.
Yeah.
Like, a heroin addict is stealing from people they love. Not because they like want to do that or they see no problem with it.
Or not because they're a bad person.
Yeah,
Yeah.
or they're a bad person. They're desperate. They are addicted. Their brain has been rewired by this and by this stress and this desperation
Yeah. I do
that
think we see some of
they
that in
need it.
here with
Yeah.
Ipe. I think you only really get that kind of line of credit with a bookie if they know there's someone very wealthy that they can exploit down the line.
And this guy, Matthew Boyer, the bookie. There's reports that he bragged about, you know, having this proximity to Ohtani. You know, who knows what his plan was, you know, to maybe extort Ohtani or, you know, like,
Yeah.
let's get this guy into debt and then I have this leverage over him, which is just another reason you got to keep fucking gambling away from these people. All
Yeah.
sorts of gambling,
Yeah.
not just the fucking baseball gambling, but all gambling away from these people is that once this guy has this, leverage over him, then all of a sudden he can, say, hey, Ohtani, I'm gonna, expose all of this stuff, this terrible stuff about you and your friend, unless you, throw this game.
Yeah,
Like
like that
that's
is the
totally
angle.
reasonable thing that could happen. Or the like, I mean,
To
this.
your point, if it's not the interpreter, if it's a player, that's like an immediate shortcut to the biggest scandal of the game's history happening again.
Most likely, this guy just wanted to have that as a thing he could brag and say about, that oh, I've got this proximity to Ohtani. Ohtani comes to me to bet on basketball, whatever. We don't know that either. It could have been insidious. It could have been a blackmail scheme, an extortion scheme. The solution to this isn't like, oh, we already have rules in place that you have to bet through legal means. You have to only bet on, football, basketball, soccer, or whatever. You can't bet on any sort of baseball whatsoever. You can't blah blah blah. It's like, no, they just shouldn't be gambling.
Yeah, you
Like
just can't. You don't
they
get
just
to
shouldn't
take
be
the free
gambling at
money.
all.
You don't get to take the free fucking money. You don't get to be in bed with this industry of predators.
That is part of the deal of why you're getting paid what you're getting paid.
That's why fans spend hundreds of dollars to go to the ballpark, because they have a reasonable expectation that the game is valid. It's not fucking wrestling.
It needs to have that to continue existing. And you can't have any question about it. You have to just stop these guys from gambling completely. Like, this isn't a any sort of, puritanical podcast here, but it's just that there is a clear conflict of interest with gambling existing whatsoever in baseball.
I'm gonna push back on that a little bit. We should start like some sort of temperance movement for gambling. We need to just fucking nip it in the bud. Make it socially unacceptable. There's no value to it.
I might be somewhere in between here. This is a little bit of whatever part of me is still a libertarian. I was never like identified as libertarian, but like there's some. I'm broadly okay with like liquor being pretty deregulated in terms of being able to buy at the grocery store or whatever. But like gambling in particular, I think it should be legal. There should be harsh consequences for illegal gambling. And what gambling that does exist should be in a dank, scuzzy environment only. It should be unpleasant. It should smell weird. It should be like there should be like the evil Muppets in the corner doing the hey kind of thing at all
And no
times.
gambling on credit under any
No,
circumstances.
absolutely not. It can't go on a
Cannot
credit
do it.
card. Cash or debit only. That was a particularly dumb guy I saw. It was the one who's like, oh, the illegal gambling, you can't gamble on credit. Like, no, dude. They will happily take your Southwest Visa. Yeah.
Who has ever once thought that you can't gamble on credit with like illegal gambling? That's every fucking like fictional story
That's
that
their
involves it as
thing.
yeah, that involves it as a plot. It's like, oh, I'm $1 million in debt to the mob. Like, that's every fucking fictional story about it ever
Yeah.
revolves around that. And it's what happened here. Like, it is clearly what happened here with this illegal bookmaker,
Oh, this
too.
was someone saying, to be clear, that legal betting was okay because there wasn't that they're gonna, give you a line you can't extend and they're gonna break your knees kind of thing. No, like you'll just spend to the maximum of your credit card limit and then be stuck in a cycle of debt for the rest of your life until the bank takes your house.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they'll just find other legal but incredibly shady ways of getting your money. They got an algorithm that knows when you're most susceptible to betting. Like that's a thing that's happened. Like that, but like they target people individually like that on like when to send them a push notification.
Yeah, it's like a push to put people into like digital surfism. It's insane to me. I don't know.
But whatever, the gambling's legal, whatever. But that just shouldn't. That has no bearing on the fact that like it just shouldn't be allowed in Major League Baseball.
Not even,
Correct.
not just allowed, but like blasted at us.
They shouldn't be
Like, you
allowed in the
can't
doors.
avoid it.
No, but I mean like it should just be in the league's rules. Like, no, sorry, you get paid a whole bunch of money. You get to do the dream job of everybody around you, or if you're a player, or like hey, you found your way into an extremely coveted job. If you're working in the industry, don't gamble. Part of the cost of that is that you are not gambling on any sports whatsoever.
Yeah, there
Like, just
shouldn't even
don't
be a
do it.
deck of cards on the plane. Yeah, none of that Michael Jordan fleecing the bench guys in the 1996 Bulls plane allowed. Yeah.
That's just also a morale thing. You just shouldn't be doing that. It's like in Band of Brothers when like Buck Compton's playing darts with the guys and he's a lieutenant and he's winning and Winters like scolds him. He's like, "What if you'd won? You can't take
Okay.
anything from these men."
First off, I need to correct your Band of Brothers timeline here a little bit. He was playing craps when Winters picked him up.
Okay,
So
he was
darts
playing
was
darts
later.
later and he was shooting with his left hand. And then they're like, "Hey, Buck, why are you shooting with your left
And that
hand?
was
You're
playing
right-handed."
against the new guys, so that was okay.
Yeah, okay.
Please continue.
I'm glad we clarified our
All
Band
right.
of Brothers
Yeah.
timeline.
If I didn't say
Our
it,
credibility
our
could have been
fans would
shot.
have.
No, I don't think any of our fans have ever once mentioned even liking it when we talk about the like Band of Brothers, the Pacific, Masters of the Air. That's just
Might
for
just be
us.
for you and me.
That's just for, yeah, and it's not even for Steven. It's just for us. Really, we're trying to bridge the gap to a more, mainstream baseball audience. 'Cause like if you tell the average baseball fan who is, according to the demographics, about 79 years old, and he's a it's a 75 79-year-old like white retired man in Missouri. But it's like, "Hey, yeah, here we got this gay baseball podcast. Do you want to listen to this?" And we'll be like, "Well, no, not really." It's like, "Well, they're talking about Band of Brothers. You want to talk about World War
You're
II?"
talking about
Oh.
their books from the 70s about that this white guy in Japan again. Yeah.
Okay. No, oh, the other fucking thing about Ipe, did you see last night when
Oh yeah.
Sam Blum from The Athletic reported Ohtani's former interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, had inaccuracies in public biography. That's the headline of this article. This article goes into his public biography on the Angels website, which claimed that he graduated from the University of California, Riverside, that he had been an interpreter for Hideki Okajima during the Yankee spring training in 2012.
Also, but like the Red Sox also he
Yeah,
supposedly is just did with
the
them.
Red
That was
Sox
also
in
not true.
2010, right, all of this stuff. And it turns out like there's just no basis for any of this either. Like, you see Riverside said like, "No, we don't have any record of him attending, anybody by the name by that name
That's
attending."
crazy.
This is it's so fucking true crime. That's kind of an irritating angle for this. Is it's
Oh
all going to
yeah.
adapt really well to like a true crime podcast in a couple of years.
God, Serial's gonna go fucking nuts on this.
Yeah.
Is Serial still around?
Probably. I don't know. This is like the only kind of true crime I've ever been interested in, which is like the non-murder kind.
Yeah.
For now, I should say. We don't know what's going to happen. This could get
Right.
crazier. There could be a whole new twist. This might just be episode one of a seven-part series. We don't know.
Yeah. But the Red Sox said that there's no basis for that claim. There, I think it was like in this article, like this pretty much, lays out how the Yankees thing was not true either. So he had this whole fake bio just sitting out in public, but I guess just nobody reads that. Like nobody is reading the 2019 Angels media guide, I guess.
Yeah.
Couldn't imagine why.
Yeah. I preach, I think he's, smart though by saying, by not making some big claim. He's like, "Hey, I went to UC Riverside." Like, yeah,
Sure,
you got
okay.
to keep the
Yeah.
lies believable,
I
Yeah.
did see someone saying that, like, oh, actually, what's the big deal here? We all lie on our resumes. I don't think when I put on my resume that I am an expert at like fucking some like Microsoft SharePoint, and that just means I've used SharePoint a few times.
Yeah,
I don't think that's
exactly.
the same thing as saying that I worked for the Yankees.
When I'm in an interview and I'm like, "Oh, my biggest weakness is that I work too hard," that's a little different
Than
than
faking a
this.
degree, yeah.
Right.
I keep it to certification level or lower. That's Lauren's
Yeah.
advice for career job interview advice.
Although I know somebody who allegedly got a job in finance, even though they had a bachelor's of fine arts in pottery.
Oh, that's great.
Just said they had like, "I'm a math minor and a business major," or whatever, like, or, just made up all this shit and has been working in that ever since. So shout outs to a guy I went to college with for faking an entire career.
We do love to see it.
Yeah, it's awesome when you do that. It's not so awesome when you might tank the career of the greatest athlete to ever step on the diamond. But it's such a crazy 180, the shift from like, yeah, I paid his debts to get him out of a jam to, oh wait, actually he stole from me. He committed wire fraud. He's pro like this is a federal crime. He should go to federal prison. Like that is crazy. And it's like, well, what do you do there, Ipe? Do you just jump on that grenade for him if that's the case? Like if say Ohtani really did just cover your debts, do you go like, all right, well, I'm grateful enough for you doing that that I'm gonna also go to prison for you and say that I actually stole it from you?
I think he probably did steal it. One thing I don't know that no one's part is where is Ipe right now? Like this, a lot is unfolded in Seoul. Did he just like
Yeah.
hop a flight to Japan? Are we never going to hear from him again? Like they don't extradite to the U.S.
Oh, that
So
would be so fucking cool.
That would actually be pretty cool if
does anyone
he
know where
did
he
that.
is? For real, did he take the plane back with the team? I don't know. He was fired probably while they were still in Seoul.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
would. There's
yeah.
no way he took the plane back with the team.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, someone just track down, like physically, let us know, like, what continent he's on. That would be very helpful, I think,
Yeah.
in kind of gauging
Yeah.
where this is going to go next. Just because I think we're going to get like a, this. It's going to be spec. It's just speculation for a while because, like, MLB investigation is now the lead for this. It's a lot, most federal, like, I my understanding is that whatever federal investigation is going on, is not the FBI. It's not. But at this point, it's local and it's the MLB investigation happening in parallel, those two in parallel. And I suspect it'll take quite some time before we hear anything about it. Just because, like, the info collection stage is going to be drawn out, and because the lawyers just are going to make sure everyone shuts up
Yeah.
for as long as possible. So I think we're just going to have weeks of speculation.
Right. I can't believe they didn't do that immediately.
Yeah.
Like there's a whole bunch of things around here where like
The
there's a
lawyer did
human
not get to you
instinct.
fast enough. Yeah.
Right, there's the human instinct to try to get out in front of things. And that's why lawyers get paid so much is because they need to be there to yell at you to not, follow your human instinct and to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And
Like
that didn't happen at the beginning of this, and it's certainly like that opened the can of worms for sure.
yeah, there's a great whole Hell Dude tweet. I can't remember the specifics of like word for word of, but it basically boiled down to like most of a lawyer's job in his role as is in-house counsel is to just tell people to not send emails.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
just don't hit
I
send on the email.
think we can about wrap this up. There will be more updates in
This,
the
yeah.
coming throughout the season, I'm sure.
I have a question. Do you think over the course of this baseball season, we will have more updates, like on episodes throughout the season, on this story or the A's stadium story?
Oh, A stadium for sure. I think that's going to be like a step-by-step nightmare. Whatever happens with Ohtani, I think the A's is just going to continue to be, because there's like a timeline there established by Las Vegas and a separate timeline in Oakland for like the
Yeah.
process for the stadium to happen. And they're just going to blow through all those, and they'll just keep setting them. So we'll get a new one like every couple of weeks, I bet.
I don't think this is definitely not done twisting, but
No, definitely not. And
yeah, you're
there's
right.
definitely going to be more stuff, but like there's also going to be investigations and like quiet periods while investigations are happening and stuff too. Plus, like Ipe doesn't have any obligation to talk to Major League Baseball's and,
Yeah, no longer an
investigators
employer.
anymore. He's
Yeah.
not they're not his yeah, they're not his employer anymore. He has no obligation to do that. We'll see what happens with the like DOJ investigations or whatever about it, like and like we were talking about this, he's in Japan, like what are they gonna do? The A's thing will come a lot. Yeah, we'll get more on that. I'm pretty
I
sure.
think.
But
Yeah.
I
It's okay.
thought Steven, I thought you were gonna say, are we gonna get more updates on this than we did last year about the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence thing with the Dodgers? Because like we talked about that every week for like 5 fucking weeks, I swear.
That is a great question.
This has just been a rough couple of years for that Dodger PR team. They really haven't
Oh.
put through the ringer. They're like they're as much a playoff contending team on their own as the Dodgers on the
I do
field.
not
Yeah.
know how much they get paid, but it needs to be
It's not
more.
enough. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Anyway, it's not like nothing else is going on in baseball, right? Like JD Martinez signed with the Mets. Looks
Yeah.
like Max Meyer is going to start for the fourth starter for the Marlins. Pretty quite a couple days otherwise, right?
No, because actually Peter Angelos died, and
We can lay out the timeline for that as well.
yeah.
The
All
timeline for Peter Angelos' death
right,
is
buckle in. We got another 45 minutes coming up.
that yeah, it was let's see, it was 48 hours ago. Jackson Holliday, the Baltimore Orioles, announced he was going to start the minors, start the season in the minors, despite hitting like 300, 400, 600 in
Why
spring
are
training.
they
Well,
doing this
and
anymore? Because
then
you can't manipulate it like that. Whatever.
48 hours ago, the Orioles make that decision. 36 hours ago, Peter Angelos is like reading a newspaper and sees that they did that and drops dead of a heart attack.
Yeah. Shouldn't they have learned this lesson with Rutschman? Like, if you have a guy that you think is gonna, like a rookie that you think is gonna play a bunch in that season, and there's a good chance that he might, get rookie of the year votes. He might be like really great. What are you doing trying to manipulate the service time like this? It doesn't work like that anymore. Like you're just going along with things. Like, in like monkeys when they like electrify something, and then like they tell the other monkeys like don't go over there, and then eventually after there's like generations of them, they unelectrify it, and so then the monkeys still stay away from there. It's like they're doing that. Like, oh, we still have to manipulate like rookie service time just like out of habit. But like it doesn't work that way anymore, because once like somebody gets rookie of the year votes or whatever it is, whatever the metric is,
They get a full year.
like they get a full year of time. Yeah. So like there's no point to doing this. And this sale that was announced back in January from, the Angelos family to Dave Rubenstein, it was contingent on Peter Angelos's death.
Now they can finally do like whatever tax fraud they need to do in order to not have
Right.
to pay anything to the team, and they can finally complete the sale and just
Right.
be gone, be out of
And just
there.
be gone. And so hopefully the brothers Angelos and their horrible influence over this organization will be gone. Because, like, I mean, Peter Angelos, one of the, like, I don't know, kind of objectively least evil of the billionaires that owns a baseball team.
Yeah,
Like, the
easily.
closest thing to a good guy that there probably has ever been is a Major League Baseball owner in, like,
He was a
modern
union side
times.
lawyer. He
Yeah.
got a bunch of people money for asbestos, getting exposure.
Yeah.
Objectively, what blue collar background himself, actually like loves the city. Went in on the team in the first place with a group investment that included like Tom Clancy and Pam Shriver.
Yeah.
Objectively, as far as rich people go, a pretty decent one.
Tom Clancy tried to buy the Minnesota Vikings when I was a kid. Man, my dad was so excited. So it was like, that was like made for my dad, who like was a Vikings fan. And he's from the Bay Area, but like moved out here and became a Vikings fan, just kind of out of spite of his wife's family. We're all Packers fans. And it's just like, that
That's
was the
the
ultimate my dad thing that could have ever
move.
happened. Like, it would have changed his life if Tom
Yeah.
Clancy had owned the Minnesota Vikings. But anyway, Peter Angelos dies, so now this the sale can go forward, I guess, and it take gets away from these awful brothers.
It's hard to believe now, but there was like a time in the early zeros when Peter Angelos was putting the Orioles roster, like payroll, like at the near the top of the league. Like when the team was good, he would spend. He the last couple years of like incoherent levels of cheapness, like unbelievably cheap behavior is not historically what the team has been when it's been held by the Angelos name.
We'll see. If that sale goes through, whatever happens here in the next couple of days. But that's big news there. Big news there.
Yeah, like in a normal off season, that news item would not have just been crammed on to the final 10 minutes of an episode.
No.
Yeah, we would love to give more time to shout out the guy who made like the league play games in Cuba. We would love to shout out the guy who like stood up against 27 like 27 other owners to be like, no, we're not going to use fucking replacement players in the strike. Fuck you. Like he did that deserves a full episode. Oh, there's also a horrible new food, horrible new treat that the Mets are rolling out. Okay,
Oh, let's hear
let's
it.
end on something a little lighter here.
Yeah,
Yeah,
something
we drop in
something
here.
much more in Baton Rouge's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I'll give you the headline. I'll send you the link. New York Mets introduce an adventurous cookie egg roll.
Oh, how's that? Okay,
Okay.
let's see this
I need
thing.
a would not reaction here.
All right, let's open it up.
Rainbow cookie. I don't like, just like looking at it, the picture that gets hit in the face, that hits you in the face right at the start there. Not into it.
I'm going to say wood.
It's a bunch of fat and sugar. I'm sure it's great, but like,
Yeah, can't be bad. Scientifically can't be bad.
aesthetically, I do not like the this
It
rainbow
looks bad.
here. Yeah, looks bad.
I don't really like Italian cookies very much. The Italian rainbow cookie is not
Italian
really my
cookies
thing.
fucking suck. All right. Go, you ever
Oh,
been to
St.
like a
Joseph, you're gonna be cursed on St. Joseph's Day for that. I
I
swear.
am, yeah, whatever. The Catholics can't hurt me anymore. I got away. I'm the only guilt-free ex-Catholic in the world because my priest murdered two people and let me make a clean break with Catholicism. I'm shocked I
Trying
haven't
to
told
end
you
this.
I'm sorry,
though.
what?
Yeah, when I was a kid, the super conservative, like kind of ahead of his time, tradcath sort of priest, would be very popular nowadays. Young guy came to town. Turns out he was doing some bad stuff, and the guy that ran the funeral home that was, like involved in the church, my mom's friend from high school, found out that he's doing this bad stuff, and told him, you turn yourself in or I'm gonna. And the priest then murdered the guy and his apprentice in the funeral home, shot both of them in the head. Then the church confessed to it. The church moved him across the state.
Oh my
But once the FBI
God.
found out about it, he hanged himself. So finding all this stuff like happened made it really easy for me to be like, I'm out. Nothing you say has power over me anymore. This fucking pervert who murdered two people told me I was gonna go to hell for like playing violent video games. No. You hold no power over me, Christ. Like, it's over. It's over. Yeah,
Oh my
I
God.
reject your authority. I'm transing my gender. It's over.
Oh, yeah, I guess I agree. Italian cookies do kind of suck.
Italian cookies suck, so let's get back to that. They're always dry and crumbly. They
Well, you.
fuck. They just always suck. They're just like dust. I hate them.
Yeah, they're a relic of like post World War II, like depressed, like they're depression cooking. They're not really made for to take.
They're like something you'd eat when you're hunkered down during the Blitz. Like they're made 2 years ago and you eat it out of a tin. They fucking suck, and that's how they come right out of Italian bakeries. Dog shit. Italian cookies fucking suck. They do a lot of things great, wine, pasta, cat
Meat,
calling.
cured
Yeah.
meat. Yeah.
They're all great at that stuff. They are not good at cookies.
Leave the cookies to the Latin American markets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They even do good. Like Italians even do some good desserts, but not cookies. Not no way. No way.
I was at a wedding last night and I fucking stuffed my face full of cannolis. That shit
Yeah,
rocks.
that shit rocks. That shit's so good. Cookies can't do it. They're
I mean,
not good
yeah,
at
if
it.
they just called it like a Italian cookie cannoli, it probably would be fine, but they said egg roll, and that's what's weird about it.
Yeah, why is it an egg? Just to fry it, I guess.
Yeah,
Yeah.
probably it's the wrappers are cheaper,
See,
probably, because yeah, like
this looks good to me because like there's clearly just like chocolate slathered all in there, which
it's raspberry
provides.
jam.
Oh.
There's chocolate and raspberry jam as
Oh,
well.
it's
Okay,
chocolate.
yeah.
Okay, there's
Well,
chocolate
either
syrup, yeah.
way, it provides a level of moisture to the cookie that is
No, Hershey's
necessary.
syrup is not gonna be fun because it's Hershey's syrup that they're putting in there. There's that is also like a negative hydration sort of food stuff. Like, no, just no, because it's gonna just like taste like you're eating a bunch of coins then. Like Hershey's syrup is terrible. No, this thing is gonna suck. I'm calling it. This thing sucks ass. Like,
Going to a
just
Mets game later this year. I will try one and report
all
back.
right. Yeah, they're not gonna have them by the time you get there because like everyone's gonna be like, this is terrible, and they're never gonna serve them again. They're gonna be
No, it's
like,
the fucking
well,
Mets. They're
shit,
gonna go crazy for
we have
it.
600,000 egg roll wrappers that we don't know what to do with. Like, we can't just make egg rolls out of them. I guess we have to make some stupid Italian cookie. Can you imagine if the Mets had been the one that signed Shohei and all this stuff was happening?
Oh
Oh
my
my
God.
God. It would be
Thank
it
Christ
would have
he's
been
so
the
far away from
funniest
the New
thing
York
that
media.
yeah. It would have been the
Yeah.
funniest thing ever to happen, honestly.
Oh. It would almost make it worth it.
Did the New York Post do a headline on this? Did they? Did
I'm sure.
Otani?
I'm sure that they're calling him a gambler or something, some bullshit.
Nothing I can find more recent than the signing for $700 million.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye on it. I did read a Heyman article that was pretty appalling, but most of these are, so.
Yeah.
It's John Heyman.
Okay, well.
We got you covered. We got your Ohtani gambling drama. We got your Peter Angelos death, and we got your Mets egg roll cookie beat all covered.
Yeah, there's some mailbag questions in there, but I'm sure that this will still be a relevant thing to talk about next week. So we'll just leave those until
Yeah.
then.
Oh, pick up Max Meyer if he's on the waiver wire in your fantasy league.
You're
He's good.
supposed to save that for the $20 Patreon tier. That's for like you have to give people actually good advice when they you can't just give it away.
Yeah,
Come on.
I'm giving a taste. Give him a
Give it a
taste.
taste. All right, if
A
you
little
want,
taste. We're reeling him
she's
in.
got
We're
more
reeling
than
him in.
that. Yeah,
We're reeling
Lauren's
him
got
in.
more good suggestions than that. So you have to sign up for the Patreon tier that gets you good fantasy advice from her and not bad fantasy advice from me, which is the one down from it gives you bad fantasy advice from me. Thank you for listening, everybody. We have a new Patreon episode that came out the other day, which is our 2024 Pride Night Panderthon.
Very fun
So
one.
we're talking about the Pride Night giveaways for the 2024 season that have been announced anyway. We kind of went over what they are, little informal rankings of them, stuff like that. So yeah,
And we went over the
that's
ones that haven't been announced, which is also very
yes, which
interesting.
is also an interesting discussion, talking about these lack of Pride Nights from places that had them previously. So yeah, go check that out, patreon.com/patting around. All right, thanks everyone. Bye.